Have you ever noticed that the most profound changes in life happen in those strange, foggy moments between who we were and who we're becoming? Like a caterpillar dissolving into cellular soup before emerging as a butterfly, we all go through these invisible transformations.
That's such a fascinating way to think about personal change. And you know what's interesting? Scientists have actually documented this dissolving process in chrysalis. They call it histolysis.
Well, that's exactly what these threshold moments feel like in our lives, a complete breaking down before rebuilding. Research shows that during major life transitions, our brains literally create new neural pathways while pruning old ones.
So we're basically rewiring our mental operating system in real time?
Precisely. And neuroscience shows this rewiring process can take anywhere from 18 to 254 days. Which explains why these transition periods feel so uncomfortably long. You know what's really fascinating, though? Studies have found that about 95% of people try to rush through or avoid these periods entirely.
Oh, wow, that's a staggering number. Why do you think so many people resist this natural process?
Well, our brains are actually wired to seek certainty and stability. The amygdala, our fear center, treats uncertainty as a genuine threat. Which explains why these threshold moments can feel so terrifying. But here's the thing, that discomfort isn't a warning sign, it's actually a progress indicator.
That reminds me of something I read about how elite athletes intentionally push into that uncomfortable space because that's where growth happens.
Exactly right. And psychological research backs this up. Studies show that periods of intentional discomfort, what researchers call productive discomfort, actually accelerate personal growth and development. But you know what's really interesting? These threshold moments share common patterns across cultures and throughout history.
Like what kinds of patterns?
Well, anthropologists have documented similar transition rituals in over 300 different cultures, what they call liminal spaces. These are designated times and places where people are allowed to exist between their old and new identities. Think about vision quests, walkabouts, or even modern gap years.
That's fascinating. So this experience of being in between is actually deeply embedded in human experience.
And what's really compelling is how these threshold experiences physically change our brains. Recent neuroimaging studies show increased activity in both the default mode network, associated with self-reflection, and the salience network, which helps us process change.
So our brains are literally built for these transformation periods, even though they feel so uncomfortable.
Exactly. And here's something that might surprise you. Researchers have found that people who fully embrace these threshold moments show significantly better outcomes in terms of personal growth and life satisfaction compared to those who try to rush through them.
That really challenges our cultural obsession with quick fixes and immediate results.
You know, that's such an important point. We live in a world that promises instant transformation. Change your life in 30 days. But the research shows that meaningful change requires this dissolution phase. It's like trying to update your computer's operating system. You can't skip the processing time.
So, what helps people navigate these periods more effectively?
Studies have identified several key factors. Social support is crucial. Having what researchers call transformation witnesses can increase successful navigation of change by up to 70%. Regular mindfulness practice shows a 40% improvement in handling uncertainty. And perhaps most surprisingly, exposure to nature during these periods can reduce anxiety by up to 60%.
Those are pretty compelling numbers. It really shows how important it is to have the right support systems in place.
And you know what's particularly interesting? The research shows that these threshold experiences actually change our relationship with uncertainty going forward. People who've consciously moved through one major transformation are 80% more likely to handle future changes with resilience.
That's really encouraging, like building a muscle that gets stronger with use.
Well, that's actually a perfect analogy, because neuroplasticity research shows that our brain's ability to adapt to change does improve with practice. It's why people who've been through multiple career changes or lived in different countries often report feeling more comfortable with uncertainty.
So in a way, these threshold moments are actually preparing us for an increasingly unpredictable world.
Exactly. And that might be their greatest gift. In a world where change is the only constant, learning to navigate these in-between spaces isn't just helpful. it's essential for thriving. The research suggests that our ability to handle uncertainty might be the single biggest predictor of success in the coming decades.
That really puts these uncomfortable periods in a different light, doesn't it?
It really does. Instead of seeing them as something to endure or rush through, we might start recognizing them as the transformative spaces they are. Like that cellular soup in the chrysalis. It's not chaos, it's creation in progress.
That's beautiful, and probably a good place to wrap up, with the recognition that these threshold moments, as uncomfortable as they might be, are actually where our most important growth happens.
Absolutely right. So here's to all of us in various states of becoming. May we learn to trust the process and embrace the transformation, knowing that something new and beautiful is emerging, even when we can't yet see its final form.